Okay, we'll call this story the first date and everything that follows. So it's a story about a little boy. We'll start at age 12. He's redhead, freckles, shy. But, you know, when he's about that age where he began to notice the girls, and sure enough, there was this dark-haired girl in Mrs. Morrill's English class that he just was enamored by. And so using all the courage he could pull together, he asked her to go to the school Christmas dance in seventh grade. Sure enough, she said yes. Kind of surprised him, but especially because he didn't know how to dance, you know. Yeah. But anyhow, they would go to the dance, and, you know, you do the two-step, you know, all the way to the end of the gymnasium, and then you turn around and go the other direction. Must not have made much of an impression, because right after the holiday, she moved across town. And he said, well, you know, that's the end of that. Of course, they did wind up in the same high school together. But, you know, did I tell you she was the prettiest girl in high school? Yeah. He really didn't have a chance then. And so, you know, he just kind of figured, well, that's the way things are. Graduated, went away to college. She went to a college across state. He was going to Texas A&M. They didn't have girls there. So, you know, when something came up where he needed a date, he heard, this lady's no longer dating the boy she was dating. So he called her up and said, you know, can I come see you? She says, sure. So a couple of weeks later, he goes to see her. And she sets him down and says, you know, since we talked, I started dating this other boy, and he wasn't too happy about you coming to see me. I said, well, okay. So I said, but I can set you up with a blind date with my roommate, if you like. And so sure enough, they double dated. And her roommate was pretty nice, and he needed a date for this event back at school. So he wound up, you know, taking her roommate on that date. So anyhow, things changed, though, and 2 years later, you know, he's standing at the altar. A little dark-haired girl's standing there, too, but she's the bridesmaid, not the bride, and her roommate is the bride. And so he marries her roommate, and she actually winds up marrying the boy that she was dating, too, and they were friends for a while, but as life has it, you know, you go different directions. Let's jump forward about 30 years. And he's living in the Bay Area, a single parent pretty much, after a couple of failed marriages, raising an adolescent daughter that's quite a handful. And then one day in the spring, he opens up his email, and there's this message that says, from classmates. Anybody remember classmates?
Yeah,
you know, the original social media. So it says, you know, classmates has a message for you from this girl. Fell off his chair. So, you know, he sent her an email real quick. And, you know, within days, I mean, they were writing each other letters every day. I mean, emails that are 2 or 3 pages long, catching up on things. And actually, about within a month, he was on his way to Portland to see her. And sure enough, you know, as he gets off the plane, and there's, you know, this beautiful, smiling lady sitting there at the gate, kind of waiting for him. And he knew this time, yeah, this time it's going to work. Got 5 minutes, so moving fast. Yeah, less, and we did move fast. less than 8 months later, he was standing at the altar once again, and this time she was standing by his side, and they got married. And I might add, in about a week, they'll be celebrating 15 years together. I love you, too.
Thank you, Tim.